der Wirtschaftstür, der so jenens einen trinken dät. Doch er hat viel zu wenig Geld, solang er auch zählt. In der Wirtschaft ist die Stimmung groß, aber keiner sieht der Allemann. Einfach an. Trink doch eine mit, stell dich nicht so an, du stehst hier die ganze Zigarren. Hast du auch Geld, das ist ganze Jahr, trink doch mit und kümmer dich nicht drum. Trink doch eine mit, ich nehme so an, du stehst hier die ganze Zigarren. Hast du auch Geld, das ist ganze Jahr, trink doch mit und kümmer dich nicht drum. So mancher sitzt vielleicht allein zu Hof, der so jenens wieder lachen wird. Ganz heimlich, da wart er nur dort drauf, einer zu ihm sät. Trink doch eine mit, stell dich nur so an, du stellst hier die ganze Zigarren. Hast du auch Geld, das ist ganze Jahr, trink doch mit und kümmer dich nicht drum. Trink doch eine mit, stell dich nicht so an, du stehst hier die ganze Zigarren. Hast du auch Geld, das ist ganze Jahr, trink doch mit und kümmer dich nicht drum. Stell dich nicht so an. Du stehst hier die ganze Zige rum. Hast du auch Geld? Das ist ganze Jahr. Trink doch mit und kümmer dich nicht drum. Trink doch eine mit. Stell dich nicht so an. Du stehst hier die ganze Zige rum. Hast du auch Geld? Trink doch mit und kümmer dich nicht drum. Trink doch eine mit, stell dich nicht so an, du stehst wie die ganze Zigarette. Hast du auch Geld, alles ganze Jahr, trink doch mit und kümmer dich nicht drum. Nimm so an, du stehst dir die ganze Zigarette. Hast du auch Geld, dann ist ganz
Okaili.
So today is your host. I'm Aili.
And Hina.
Hazel. Sorry. Your name is
My
Hazel.
Name is Hazel, sorry.
So how was your Valentine's Day? So I hope everyone had a wonderful time with your loved one. And so today we invited to our friend to our show, Alisa.
Yay!
Hi.
So could you introduce yourself a little?
Hi, my name is Alisa.
And I am a second year student majoring in cinema at SFU.
Okay.
Okay, so today we prepared a lot of questions for you. So please look forward to doing it later.
So let's leave questions aside for now. So I would like to talk about new host songs.
So first we're gonna play the Sad Beach by An Malin. And the second one is Dreamers by Chon Jong-guk. The second one is like using for the FIFA World Cup 2022. And this one is a theme song for the FIFA World Cup. So first one is the Sad Beach by Anne Marie, and then second one is Dreamers Chon Jong-guk. So enjoy it.
Yeah.
ونعيش بحب ونتجمع ونخلي صوتنا يملى هالدنيا حب
So sorry because maybe the mic is didn't turn on. So Alice, we invited to our friend Alisa. Then she said she explained about herself before, but the mic is not turned on. So
yes. So could you introduce yourself again? Sorry.
Hi, my name is Alisa. And I am a second year student majoring in cinema at the SFU.
Thank you. So as I mentioned, we have a lot of questions for you. Mm-hmm. So first, why did you come to SFU and why you choose SFU in Vancouver?
I chose SFU because in my country, there is not a university that has faculty like film and cinema. Mm-hmm. Also, I was in the Canadian International High School in Japan, so it was easier for me to apply Canadian University, so I chose Vancouver to study.
Mm-hmm. But is it in... Not why you choose Vancouver? You don't have any choice to in the Toronto or other city?
Of course, in Toronto and other city, there is a lot of, art film faculty, mm-hmm. but... In high school life, I came here once here before.
For traveling?
For a homestay.
Mm-hmm.
And it is familiar for me. The Vancouver is familiar place for me, so I chose it.
Nice.
Mm. So second question is, what is the hardest thing for you here?
Obviously, language boundaries are the hardest things for me.
Mm-hmm.
Since English is my second language, it is hard to actively participate in the discussion and also the group works in classes.
But it's before, as you say, you went to the Canadian International High School,
mm-hmm.
in our country for 3 years.
Yeah.
But even you went to the International High School, is it hard for you to speak English in here?
Yes, in my high school, mm-hmm. it was actually an international school, but all my classmates are Japanese and there's no foreigners. Mm-hmm. And also the country is Japan, right? So the common language will be Japanese. So all my classmates spoke Japanese rather than English.
Mm. Cool. So the next one is how often can you go back to your country?
I guess it depends on the people, but for me, I never went back to Japan since I came here.
Never.
But some of my friends go back their countries when each semester has over.
So how long do each semester in SFU?
It's about 3.5.
Three and a half months. So where are you from? So which city?
I'm from Tokyo.
Tokyo.
Ooh, capital.
Do you miss your family in Tokyo?
Yes, for sure. But I will go back to Japan in the summer, so I'm really excited about it.
But you didn't meet your family for over 1 year.
True, but I do a video call or something like that, so yeah, it's okay.
No, I'm not. Because me and Hazel are gonna go back soon.
Right. Yes. We could meet each other in Japan.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We should.
Because my city is very far from the Tokyo, so.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah, promise.
Yeah.
The last question is, what's the job you aspire to?
Since I am studying cinema right now, I want to work at film industry in the future. Mm-hmm. But I haven't decided which role to pursue, but I want to work at Disney Company.
Mm. Disney Company?
Yes, I really like Disney films.
Oh.
So which film?
My favorite film?
Yeah.
My favorite film is probably The Pirates of the Caribbean, the first one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. So you want to be like director for the film?
Not like perfectly decided yet, but I want to rather produce the film.
Oh.
Not taking it.
Mm-hmm. So nice.
Thank you.
So since we have a lovely guest today, so let's ask about Alisa's favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
So can you introduce your favorite song?
My favorite song is Peter Pan by Yuri. He's a famous Japanese singer.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
So what do you like about this song?
I really like everything, like the rhythm, melody, but also the lyrics as well.
Mm-hmm.
The song is about cheering up people who tries to achieve their dream. And I often listen to this song when I confront some obstacles. So by the collaboration of rhythm, melody, and lyrics, I believe that the song truly touched people's heart.
Cool. And then also I want to introduce about my favorite song with Alisa. My favorite song is Green Green Grass by Ezra, George Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the Green Green Grass?
Yes, I know.
Really?
Yes, I heard this song from TikTok.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
How about Alisa?
I never heard of it.
Maybe if you listen this song with me, you remember, I think.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yes, so first one is Peter Pan by Yuri, and the second one is Green Green Grass by George Ezra. Enjoy!
Negative を押し付けるくんな大人のあんたも知らない世界を俺は生きてるんだピーチャーパン職
First song was Peter Bambayuli, and the second song was Green Green Grass by George Ezra.
Sorry, second song was Speed Up Version.
Yeah, Speed Up Version, sorry. But it's so good. And Alisa, did you know this song?
Oh, I have heard it before in TikTok.
Yeah, in TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good song, right?
Yes.
So by the way, this week has an event for the Take Your Family to School Week. So this week is planning to take a student family to the school, and then it has a meaning for the making the difference in your local community by getting more involved in the children's education, and they give the parents to the opportunity to do more for their children. And I think, in my opinion, is that this event is only for the elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys know this like event?
Yes, I know.
I know too.
Okay, so do you have any experience like that?
For me, like I had an elementary school, mm-hmm. and we had like 1 week, like taking family to your school week.
1 week. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but most of their family comes on the Saturday, and the weekday it's mm-hmm. only like students are there, and almost no family are visiting the school.
So do you have a Saturday?
Usually we don't have school on Saturday, but mm-hmm. only during that week mm-hmm. we had it.
Like for me, I have a, like kind of the similar event in our school, but it's, we have just Parents' Day, but it's just for one day.
Yes.
So it's very, I think it's very unique for the 1 week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so for me, I really hated this event because my parents cannot come. So I feel like alienated.
Mm-hmm.
So how about Airi?
For me, it's my parents come to my schools like for watching me, and I was a little bit embarrassing because my parents stared at me and then like
I see.
So I'm very shy, so a little bit embarrassing, but I think it's a good my experience. Mm-hmm. I think so. Elementary school is just nostalgic for us, right?
Yes, almost 10 years ago.
More 10 years.
Yes.
Because I'm 22 and then 21 and Alisa is 19?
Right.
You're 19?
Yeah.
Woohoo. Over 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I gonna play the two songs. You can feel the nostalgic from those songs. So first one is A Look At Me Now by Charlie Puth. And then second one is Save Me San Francisco by Train.
Yes, this second song, Save Me San Francisco, is my unforgettable song for me. When my sister went to San Francisco to study abroad about 10 years ago, I got this album from my sister as a souvenir. I was 10 years old, so I couldn't read and understand English at all. I pretend to sing in English in my father's car. So this album is a thing full of precious memories for me. So the first song was Look At Me Now by Charlie Puth. The second one is Save Me San Francisco by Train.
Enjoy!
I said this time next year I'ma be the one who do everything and more you said I couldn't do. This one's for you. This time next year I'm gonna be stronger, a little bit taller, top is my only view. Suddenly running into me and blowing up my phone. I'm kidding.